GCI's vision for the past 5 years has been Healthy Church. We yearn to be the best expression of the life and love of Jesus we can be through our congregations and fellowship groups. Much progress is being made. Our churches are restructured around the team-based pastor-led model. Faith, Hope, and Love Avenue champions have been identified, and subsequent ministry teams are developing. Joining Jesus in His ministry has never been as laser-focused. Expressions of getting outside the church walls are happening in the Love Avenue. Preaching Christ and worshiping Christ is alive in our Hope Avenue. And disciples of Jesus are growing in their personal relationship to Jesus, as well as becoming more ingrained in the community of the church through the Faith Avenue. This is happening in all six global regions of GCI. Praise God. Another less noticed phenomenon that I believe has been spirit directed has been the merging of several of our churches. This is where two geographically close congregations have joined together to create an atmosphere of relaunching. The relaunching is a hope-filled effort. The bringing together of a larger congregation and blending the leaders for greater capacity makes good sense. The relaunch creates the opportunity for new ideas and fresh expressions. Keep in mind that a relaunch can also happen when a church relocates to a new meeting space. We are still riding the wave of the denominational celebration where we remembered our first love. This transforming first love of Jesus was experienced fresh and anew. For GCI to be a healthy denomination with healthy churches, we fully rest on the fuel of Christ's love to move us in this direction. Nothing can remove us from this eternal, unconditional, unfailing love. Romans 8, verses 38 through 39 tell us this: "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Behind the scenes, I've been doing a lot of work through our team of leaders comprised of GCI board members, home office staff, and outside consultants. I have purposefully dedicated this year to researching and analyzing our overall condition. What strengths do we have to build from? What challenges do we face? And what opportunities lie before us? By the grace and provision of our triune God, our finances have been stable. This is certainly praiseworthy. Prayerfully determining how we use our funds and setting priorities accordingly is a function of my presidential leadership with the support of the team around me. Our new CFO, Rose Hamrick, has worked closely with her team and me to make proposals about strategic building projects. A building project that is currently underway is Phase 2 at Grace Communion Surrey Hills in Oklahoma. Our board approved this second phase for the building of a bank of 3 to 4 retail shops that we're calling a collective. This collective will house businesses such as coffee shop, restaurant, florist, or bakery. The purposes of such an operation are, 1, to draw a steady stream of people onto the church-based campus for relational engagement. 2, to have a steady stream of income that will continue to fund denominational initiatives. And 3, provide places where our interns and pastoral residents can have part-time work. A win, win, win. GC Surrey Hills is our first project, and we are in the early stages of considering 2 more similar projects. We believe this is a fresh way to make the church more open and available to the public and supply a steady revenue stream for the ministry now and into the future. This new initiative has great promise. As our denomination continues to be shaped and molded by the Holy Spirit, it means adjusting and adapting and making changes as needed. Our U.S. leaders are in a season of discernment and retooling. They are prayerfully and carefully considering how our denominational oversight can best provide services for our churches and pastors into the future. Please pray for wisdom from above. One of our greatest challenges is the aging and shrinking of our churches. In the U.S., we are closing more churches than we're opening, and yet we see positive signs of life in several congregations scattered across the country. The love of Christ has transformed us and is now compelling us to be more active in engaging our neighbors and sharing Christ through word and deed. We are poised to make new disciples under the authority and ongoing presence of Jesus. Heber Tikus, who coordinates our church multiplication ministries, is casting a fresh vision for the U.S. along with his CMM team. They see that GCI USA can plant 10 new churches over the next 10 years. The methodology will be through mother churches who can birth the newborn church and stick around to help the daughter church grow from infancy to toddlerhood. In other words, move from crawling to walking. I fully believe that the Lord can easily accomplish this vision through us. Way back in 2009, when I was coordinating the Gen Men Regional Camp Network, we set a vision of 20 camps by the year 2020, and that goal was completed by 2012. It didn't take a decade, but only 3 years of focused effort as the Spirit went in front of us. When the Lord builds the house gets built. Amen. The unity we experience and our shared vision of healthy church and our shared mission of living and sharing the gospel is our greatest opportunity. Jesus is the center of all things GCI, and as we continue as living stones to be stacked and mortared upon the chief cornerstone, the heavenly temple takes shape. One of my heroes in the faith is Eugene Peterson, and he said, "Christianity is a long journey in the same direction. I am privileged to be on this journey with you. We've already come a long way, and by the goodness of our awesome God, there's more good stuff to come." I'm Greg Williams, speaking about the life of the church.